More insights into the Australian population will come out next month with the release of the latest batch of findings from the 2016 census. In particular, they'll reveal the state of religious belief and practice in Australia. But another study released this week of 1,300 Australians already contains just some clues. Professor Ruth Powell of the Australian Catholic University runs the annual Australian Community Survey, which includes both religious believers and non-believers. Andrew West of RN's Religion and Ethics Report asked Ruth Powell what the survey revealed.
We asked a question in the Australian Community Survey, which is the same that has been asked in many surveys over time. And it is a basic question around what comes closest to your belief. And people are able to respond whether they think there is a God, whether there is a spirit or life force, or I don't think there's anything. On that question, if you say how many are believers in Australian life, about 6 out of 10 say, I believe there is a God, a spirit, or a life force.
And how many would be actively atheist in that sense in response to that? You know, definitely denying the existence of a God, a spirit, or some other life force.
Yes. 2 out of 10 Australians, so 21% to be exact, say, I don't think there is any God, spirit, or life force. So that is the atheist category, if you like.
Right. Still quite large. 21%.
Yes. One of the things we know about this particular question on religious belief, that when it was asked in 1950, 95% of Australians assented to the view that there was a God, spirit, or life force. And so obviously that has declined down to the 59% or 6 out of 10 that is today's story.
You also noticed that there was less outright hostility to religion than one might have thought. How many people say strongly or generally that religion is good for society?
Yeah, we asked this very straight question, is religion good for society? And we used the word religion knowing that that word has become quite loaded over time. And there's been this movement where, you know, some people will say, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And they'll distinguish between those. That was less the case some decades ago that those things were distinguished. So when you ask, is religion good for society? If you imagine 10 Australians standing on a line, four of them would stand up the end that said, I agree or strongly agree that religion is good for society. Up the other end, you'd have 2 people, 2 out of 10, saying, I do not agree that religion is good for society. That leaves in the middle, 4 out of 10, who stand on the middle ground and choose the position neutral or unsure.
Right. I mean, that would suggest that there is people who are disillusioned perhaps by the bad news they've heard about organized religion, about the sex abuse scandal, for example, over the last 4 years, but they're still persuadable.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's a very large group standing in the middle, and it's quite unusual to have such a large group take that middle neutral or unsure position. I think the timing of the survey, the context as you describe, is one where trust has been eroded. There's no question about that. And yet it's not a case of 2 camps being formed, but people perhaps, some are reserving judgment, some are wanting to express their disappointment in the institutional church. A lot don't even think about it. It's not a relevant question in my life.
And what about public religious or spiritual practice, by which we mean effectively church-going, don't we? Or attending a religious institution, a church, a synagogue, a mosque, and a temple?
So this Australian Community Survey found that 18% of Australians go to church at least once a month.
The figure, for example, of weekly church attendance is 11%. I've seen other figures about Christian church attendance at about 7 or 8%. This 11%, would that be buffered by new religious communities, Muslims, Hindus, who would be attending religious services, you know, more faithfully perhaps?
Yes, that's right. When we talk about attending religious services these days in Australia, we always have to remind ourselves that that does not just mean Christian church services, but there is religious practice happening across the faiths. And as a multicultural country, we know that migrants are often more religious and again come from a diversity of faiths.
Ruth Powell, Director of the Australian Community Survey. You can hear more on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West, 5:30 this afternoon on RN.